Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Have you stopped by the Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale yet? I know, pretty much anything we talk about these days is controversial, but I'd like to talk to you about the county fair for just a minute. One of my favorite parts of the fair is walking through the exhibit halls and looking at the artwork and handiwork of many of the exhibitors. From pies and other food, toll painting, wood carving, drawings, paintings, photography, sculptures, and Lego creation, they all show the artist's creativity. My wife likes to make quilts, so I know how much time, money, and effort goes into making some of the intricate masterpieces that are shown. Having the high school shop classes present their work at the fair is a great way to help encourage our youth into fine craftsmanship and quality. I feel craftsmanship is one area where we as a society are losing ground. You disagree? Well, look at the craftsmanship at the antique Victorian homes throughout Eureka. It's amazing. I've been inside the Carson Mansion a few times, and every time I'm amazed at the intricate detail in the staircase, the stained glass, marble fireplaces, even things as simple as a banister. It's impressive to see what they could build with tools that we would only see today in a museum. Compare an antique dresser to one that's built today. The likelihood of finding any furniture made to the quality standard of an antique is very rare, unless you can find a craftsman to build you a custom one. We need to continue to encourage our young people to get involved in building things with their hands. The other area of the fair that we need to continue to support is the junior livestock auction. As a youngster, I raised rabbits, and I know the hard work that it takes to do it right. Our local 4-H and FFA clubs are helping our youth keep America moving in the right direction. These students work hard in raising their animals, and they're also learning other important life skills like accounting, stewardship, responsibility, and animal husbandry. The junior livestock auction is already over this year. I know that. But if you still want to make a donation towards any of the exhibitors, the Humboldt County Fair website is set up to take donations that go directly to each individual student. And you don't even need to go to the fair to do it. You can go to HumboldtCountyFair.org, click on Junior Livestock Auction, and click on the Add-on Bids button. That button will work up until 7 p.m. on Saturday night. That's tomorrow night, so hurry up. I know many of us had to walk to school, uphill, both ways, barefoot in the snow. But we didn't have to deal with COVID, did we? Our youth today have very different difficulties than we did. Not better or worse, just different. And if you or I can make a difference in the life of a youth today, I believe we should. So whether or not you're going to make it to the last few days of the county fair, do your part and make a better community for our kids. Well, that's all I have for today. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.